Okay, it's 8:30. We're going to call to order the Gates County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
So moved to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
Move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove late filings for homestead exemption by applicant?
Would make a motion to approve late filings.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion.
What are those late
I have problems? No idea.
They're in your packets.
One is Joanna Pace, and the other one is Annabelle Courtney. And the board does have a right, since they were late filings, to approve them until July 20th. So.
Okay, did you guys find them?
Found one.
Pass it down.
Here's the other one. That's what it looks like.
Both of them.
I got Courtney. I got that one.
Okay.
Then
I have
the other one.
Oh, the other one. Just looking to see it's the one.
Does anybody want to see the
Pate? Did you guys find the Pate one?
Yeah.
Okay. Any more discussion on that? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relevant to equalization. Okay. Doreen.
We're working with protests, and we have some full days coming up. One thing, Ron Hasley was in, and there was a little conflict, so it's coming between the whole board, but he was supposed to call us, and he did not call us on what day he wanted, and so I called him yesterday and said we were going to put it on the 20th, but I left a message. Is that okay with everyone, or?
We had a situation. We consulted with the county attorney relative to this. Mr. Hasley came in, and I think it was his daughter. He didn't identify her, but he let us know that he was basically recording the proceeding and wanted to make sure that we knew that he was making it part of his record. And he told us that he had some sort of a conflict in another county legally with a suit or something with our appraiser. And so he is... he felt that that was a conflict that would affect the values of his property and affect intimating to us that that could have some effect on how his properties were appraised. We felt that we could not, as a committee, make a recommendation to the board then relative to the values on those properties, and consulted with the attorney and felt that was a matter that needed to come to the entire board. Probably, and we'll wait to see what our attorney tells us, I would presume that since he perceives a conflict, that the best way to resolve it, we can't approve or disapprove, but I suppose we could disapprove based on that conversation and refer it to Turk, because I'm not sure we can, you know, he said basically, he didn't come right out and say exactly that there was, you know, he was being discriminated against because he'd filed suit against Darrell Standard, but intimated that much and that we couldn't be fair. And so that's where we sit with that situation. He had like 21 protests. And so it's however you want to do it and however our attorney tells us, and I'm not sure how we do it if we just refer it directly.
Well, two things. I'm still looking at that, but he created the conflict, and it's not a conflict with him personally. It's through an entity he belongs to, I understand.
A church, I think, yeah.
You have several choices in that situation, and he can choose to avail himself of those or I think the board can proceed. I mean, he's done this in another county, and I just have a real concern when somebody's going to go out and create conflicts and then hide behind them, or, you know, use them as a challenge to this board doing its lawful job. So, obviously, my bent right now is, unless I can find something specific says we can't, is to go ahead, and I think Denny had a very good idea there to just go ahead, bring it up here to the full board so everybody is privy to the information, and you can go ahead and do your job.
Okay. So
would it be appropriate then just to take it to Turk and allow Turk to handle it? Or
I mean, I hate to say it, but he's probably going to be there anyhow.
Yeah, you're right.
Again, I don't know why he doesn't want to go ahead and listen or present his case to this board, give you an opportunity to do your job, and...
Well, so probably what we could do is put it on the agenda for the 20th as a single agenda item of Ron Hasley's properties. Have him come in, and he can then explain why we should change values or leave them the same on those properties. We can make a decision as a board at that time and leave them separately.
In all fairness, Lorraine, I think I would try to contact him again, set up a, give him a time, you know, just on an answer machine. Might not have got it. I mean, attempt again to get a hold of him.
Okay.
All right.
And he did also specifically say he was going to be gone.
On the 13th.
Right.
So and the 20th is the only other day you guys.
He did know that at the time we were meeting with him.
He was aware of that. There are only two dates left, right. I think, so.
Yeah. What time on the 20th would he be?
I'd work out the time with Don on the agenda. On that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Anything else on that, Denny? Anything else? Lorraine, anything else?
No.
Okay.
Homesteads. Protests were about the main thing that we're doing right now, so.
Okay.
Well, we will reconvene at 1 o'clock this afternoon on those that we've heard at this point.
So we will recess the Gage County Board of Equalization at 8:36 and reconvene at 1 o'clock this afternoon.